It's Labor Day weekend, and there's Dad. He's been drinking Schlitz malt liquor since he woke up, and now he's going to grill burgers once he gets the Kingsford charcoal briquettes lit.
Look out!
And here's his wife, Nancy. She's been hitting the bottle, too, but nobody knows because she hides her vodka in a coffee cup. There goes Timmy and his friends on Schwinn Stingrays. They're going to light leftover firecrackers from the 4th of July in the parking lot at Bob's Big Boy.
Where are my fingers?
Yes, Labor Day weekend. Because celebrating the American labor movement just means a three-day weekend.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon, and anything for you?
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
I am awake.
Hey, it's Friday.
It's a three-day weekend.
Three-day weekend.
Labor Day weekend is here.
Labor Day weekend.
There's bound to be traffic, you know, because it's Labor Day weekend and everything.
Labor Day weekend.
Grilling.
I'm just waiting for a hot dog.
Summer is officially over.
We're going to take a little family vacation of our own.
Happy Labor Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps. And radio434.com, also on the Alexa.
Hello.
Yep, there she is. How in the heck do you get our live channel and our feature channel? I always get it backwards sometimes. Good Lord. Thank God it's Friday. All right, take two. How can you listen to our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask?
Hello.
You query? Well, I'm going to answer that query with a very simple suggestion. It's all you got to do is say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will?
Hello.
Yep. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so simple. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa device. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can find it on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find the link to the podcast. Now, the podcast is a repack of our live program. So we do the live program from like 8 to 11-ish, weekday mornings, Monday through Friday. And then we take each one of those segments and we repack it into a podcast that you can listen to afterwards, anytime, in anything you want. It's in purple patootie, okay? Or perpetually, forever. You can go back and listen to all of our broadcasts that we've done throughout the years. You can watch our show and each of the segments, interviews and stuff, on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. Just follow us because that handle works for everything. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, X, MySpace, all that kind of stuff. Whatever you're into, we probably are there at The Mike Show VA. Had an incredible time at Three Roads last night. Dan Snyder joined us musically. Dan Glenn Snyder, not the former Redskins guy, but Dan Glenn Snyder joined us, and he is a lovely, lovely man. Just a sweet soul, and we heard some great music, learned about him. It was our Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series, and we do that just about every Thursday, unless we have a big event that week at Three Roads. So, check it out. You can check out the live broadcast because we did a simulcast of Dan's performances, and that's available at the Mike Show VA. Okay, so big news. Here, let me share this. I got to share the screen. This is the thing. All right. So, we are proud partners with the Lynchburg Hillcats each and every season, and each and every year we get a skybox, and we give it away. Sometimes we give it away. Sometimes we keep it, and we share it. Like, we have volunteers and staff members and people that help out at all of our events. So last year, all those folks were invited to enjoy our skybox for last year's skybox event. This year, we decided we wanted to give it away, so we did. And our winner is Lauren Hayden. Lauren is the winner of our skybox for tomorrow, and she's already been contacted, and everything's cool. And congratulations to Lauren. Thank you so much for being a Mike Show VIP-er. Now, how in the heck do you win things like a skybox? How do you win tickets to the Academy Center of the Arts? How do you win tickets to Garlic Fest coming up? Or we have tickets to the Rebeck Vineyards Labor Day Wine and Music Festival as well. How do you win stuff to that? Well, you just text my name, Mike. Text Mike to 85775. Join our VIP extravaganza. We don't inundate you with all kinds of crap and offers and things. We just update you on some really cool stuff that's going on, and we will not blow up your phone. I have typed in stop to many of these VIP things. Not ours, though, because we are really, really, really conscientious that we don't want to bug you. We just want to make you some really, really cool offers, give you the opportunity to win some great stuff. And if you text Mike, M-I-K-E, to 85775, you can join our VIP extravaganza. And on today's program, we're going to be giving away passes to the Labor Day Wine and Music Festival that's taking place out at Rebeck Vineyards. And we'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. But text my name. And if you're already a VIP member, if you've already done this, you just need to do it one time, because we're going to be sending out a blast in a little bit that just simply asks, would you like to win passes to our Labor Day Wine and Music Festival? And boom, if you reply yes, please, then you're in the running. It's that simple. That's the way we use our VIP system. Data and messaging rates may apply. They never do. So don't worry about that. So coming up also on today's program, we have either Darius or New Riley is going to be joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. We may hear back from Kent. I'm not exactly sure. I'd like to talk to Kent about the Labor Day weekend, the festivities out at the Lynchburg Hillcats. So we've got that coming up, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, that coming up. That and so much more. It is the Mike Show. Plus, of course, we're going to get smart with your five random facts. We're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. It's this weekend science. It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very afraid. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Wendy's is competing with Taco Bell by offering up a breakfast burrito with 2 eggs and 6 strips of bacon.
Bacon?
Bacon. And that sounds pretty amazing.
Bacon!
But wouldn't it be really cool
bacon!
If somebody could come out with
bacon. More bacon!
A breakfast item.
I love bacon!
That's so delicious.
Bacon!
That you won't believe. Believe your taste buds.
Did someone say bacon?
Now get 10 slices of bacon wrapped in bacon, stuffed in a bacon-shaped taco, served with a bagel made of bacon, a bacon waffle, and a side of bacon. The breakfast baconaceous baconatory bacon with bacon and
bacon.
Get yours today.
Bacon's my favorite.
And call your cardiologist this afternoon.
Yeah, you said the Mike Show. Oh man, oh man, that I love bacon.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Well, I do. I love it. I love bacon so much. Bacon is, well, here's the thing. Bacon is God's food. Let me explain. Okay. God makes pigs. Pigs make bacon. God makes bacon. It's God's food. Tomorrow, people around the globe will be celebrating the incredible gift of bacon because it's International Bacon Day. I said it's International Bacon Day.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
Mm-hmm. Here are some interesting statistics about bacon.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon! Mm-hmm.
According to a recent poll. Here, let's get rid of this. There we go. And it's a poll of restaurant diners, okay? People who eat bacon, I would imagine, or already eat in diners, or restaurants and diners.
Bacon, bacon, bacon,
not
bacon,
exactly
it's
sure.
Bacon!
All right, they polled people. We're going to do it from the bottom up. No, let's do it from the top down this time. Sometimes I like to change it up. 71% say everything tastes better with bacon, except maybe yogurt. Maybe.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
I love the bacon toppings on vanilla ice cream. I mean, it's heaven. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. 57% say they'd eat bacon every day if they could.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
69% say that bacon, they consider bacon a side dish that could pair with anything. I mean, again, except maybe yogurt. I don't.
Bacon, 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 it's bacon!
43% of male diners say the quickest way to their heart is with bacon, or the quickest way to the heart surgeon is bacon.
Bacon, 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 it's bacon! Mm-hmm.
95% of people say they do have a preference when it comes to bacon preparation. 52% want it crispy. 40% say medium. 10% say charred. 8% say lightly cooked. Lightly cooked. 5% say deep fried. Ooh. And 1% say raw.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Millennials are most adventurous with bacon. About 2 in 3 saying that they'd try a unique bacon-infused menu item. Well, except, you know, wait a second, where is it? Oh, yeah, except maybe yogurt.
Bacon, 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 it's bacon!
Maybe. So that brings us to our top list. Happy Day Before International Bacon Day, or is it Happy International Bacon Day Eve? Regardless. Is there anything better than bacon? Actually, don't answer that because we already tried and failed miserably with today's list, our top list today. Top things that are almost as awesome as bacon. All right, here we go. Number one, your mother-in-law canceling a visit for Labor Day weekend.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
Top things that are almost as awesome as bacon. An airplane row to yourself.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
Top things that are almost as awesome as bacon. Watching a Lamborghini get pulled over.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
Top things that are almost as awesome as bacon. A movie theater worker whose personal philosophy is there's no such thing as too much butter.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
Top things that are almost as awesome as bacon. A silent Uber.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
Sorry. Top things that are almost as awesome as bacon. It's our top list. Your kid outgrowing anything Disney.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
A Tinder date actually looking like their profile pic.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
Top things that are almost as awesome as bacon. A parking meter that still has time on it.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
Top things that are almost as awesome as bacon. Tequila. I said tequila. Thank you. Top things that are almost as awesome as bacon. The Cowboys losing. Note, not applicable to Dallas and Houston residents unaware their city has an NFL team. There we go. The Mike Show, that's our top list. Because tomorrow is International Bacon Day.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
All right. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we... have news and not headline news. We're going to get to that in just a minute. I want to alert you to something. We have tickets to the Rebeck Vineyards Labor Day Wine and Music Festival. You can win those very, very simply by doing this. If you are not a VIP member yet, you need to join our VIP extravaganza. You need to text my name, Mike, to 85775. Text Mike to the numbers 85775. When you do that, you'll automatically be a VIP member, and we will send you out a little quick question that will say, our quick question will be, if you'd like to win tickets to the Labor Day Wine and Music Festival, just reply, yes, please. And that's it. That's very, very simple. You can win Labor Day Wine and Music Festival tickets to Rebeck Vineyards. It's for tomorrow from noon until 6 p.m. You can win just by becoming a VIP member. All right. It is the Finally Friday edition of the program. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. McDonald's unveiled a chicken Big Mac. So a big heads up to chickens. They're coming after you. Ben Affleck reportedly wants to reunite with Jennifer Garner.
he can get back together with whoever he wants as long as it's not Batman. Cameron Diaz turns 52 today. I'm going to squirt some hair gel in her honor. Today's National Frankenstein Day. Fun fact, he has the same barber as Mark Zuckerberg. And the title of the new Jurassic Park movie has been revealed. It's called, Why Do We Keep Trying to Open This Freaking Park? This is not Headline News.
No, it's not. It's the Eat Mike Show. I'm so darned happy you could join us on this finally Friday edition. Man, oh man. Labor Day weekend, long weekend. We are going to be off on Monday. All right, just a program note. We are off on Monday, okay? Don't be too alarmed. Although Tuesday, we will be coming to you from our brand new studio. Here, wait, let's get a sound effect for this. There we go. Yep. Been a long time coming. We actually had the space since March, and it's fine, but it's taken a little bit more time to get everything situated upstairs. There were some air conditioning issues that needed to be resolved. There were some acoustic issues that needed to be resolved. Then there was some paint stuff that I kept putting off and putting off and putting off. And then we just finally hired somebody and said, here's some money. Please paint these rooms. So thank you, Virgil, for helping out. We really, really appreciate you guys. All right. What do we have? Oh, people online are talking about seemingly everyday skills that can become suspicious if you're too good at them. Okay, and here are some of the best ones. One man said he and his wife went to a shooting range, fired a variety of guns for the first time. His wife's accuracy with a Glock was expert level. The trainer whispered to the guy, check her background. Everyday skills. If you're too good at them, you become suspicious. One man was so good at making fake money. No, he worked for like the movie industry. He got a visit from the FBI. They told him he had to make the money look more fake. Walking silently. Somebody posted that on Ask Reddit. Being able to BS your way out of situations. This one's interesting. Digging deep holes. you're too good at that. How? Why? Why? Remembering random details that people mention in passing. It can be a good thing that shows you listen and are invested in the people you meet until you're too good at it. And then it can just be weird, you know, almost like you're stalking them. These are everyday skills that become suspicious if you're too good at them. Knowing how to use a lockpick set or get into a house or car quickly when someone's locked themselves out. This guy said when he went back home from college, he whooped his dad's butt at darts 3 times in a row. And his dad said, you've been in the bar too much. That's not the right one.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
No, you shouldn't. Let's see. This guy, knowing all the ways a drug test can provide a false positive.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
Lying. What about this one? Shuffling cards. A teacher suggested this after witnessing a student's shuffling prowess. Cleaning bloodstains. Yeah. If you're too good at that, I mean, it could be sus. Remembering license plate numbers. And how about this one? Having a knack for getting out of complicated relationships deftly without anyone ever hearing from that other person again. That's a joke. Wait, no, that's the wrong one. It's a joke. All right, coming up. we are going to get smarter or est. No, we're just going to get smart with five randoms, but then we're going to get smarter or est. Even smarter with nerd news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast. Are you hungry? I am. Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say, what are they going to say?
Wow.
They might say that. All right, here we go. Number one, the biggest U.S. city with no freeways is Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. It's near Pensacola. Bend, Oregon is the second. Now, we should note there is an unofficial freeway-like stretch of the Bend Parkway running through Bend, but it really isn't significant enough to count as a freeway. Number two, the capital of the island of Montserrat in the Caribbean is a ghost town. The city of Plymouth was abandoned after a volcano destroyed most of it in 1995, but it's still officially the capital.
Interesting.
Yep. Number three, the path that the Von Trapp family takes to escape from the Nazis in Austria. Yeah. In the Sound of Music wouldn't have led them to Switzerland. It would have taken them to Germany. Number four, old person smell is real. There's a chemical compound called 2-nonanol. It's created by other chemicals in the body breaking down over time. Old people secrete this, which produces that aroma.
So there is some science behind it.
There's science. And then number five, the temperature inside the Great Pyramid of Giza is 68 degrees, regardless of how hot it gets outside. See, they had a thermostat. And they said it. I told you it was ancient technology. And those are your five random facts. Play.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts.
And we learn how to count too. It's the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition that brings us Darius and New Riley.
New Riley.
Sarah is joining us. Sarah, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining in from the engine room of the USS Enterprise.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Well, whoever wants to weigh in, we typically right around this time, we talk about your Lynchburg community market. We got Labor Day weekend coming up. And by the way, it also happens to be International Bacon Day.
Bacon.
Man.
Nice.
Now, one of my favorite places is at Lynchburg Community Market to get the thick cut bacon. And you guys have a great selection of meats, produce, obviously. But that is our go-to. We live downtown, Sarah, and Lynchburg Community Market literally is our supermarket. As much as we can get on a Saturday, and as few things as we have to rely on having to drive out to any of the other locations and supermarkets and stuff, we don't mess with that. We would much prefer to go to Lynchburg Community Market and stock up on everything, including
bacon. It's bacon.
Yeah. So
if we had toilet paper and toothpaste, we could run this whole town.
I'm telling you, I mean, just and paper towels, you know, your Ziploc bags and stuff like that. Maybe some cleaning supplies and we're good. You know, laundry detergent, perhaps.
Yeah, we have that. One of our vendors has that, soaps and laundry detergent. So we've got that covered.
All right. Now we're there. I mean, we're done shopping out at any other place.
One stop shop, baby.
Yeah. Well, tell us what's going on at Lynchburg Community Market this weekend.
Of course. So as always, we have our Saturday market going on starting tomorrow. We'll have all of our produce and local vendors on site. So come out and see us. As Mike mentioned, it is Labor Day weekend. So if you plan on firing up the grill this weekend, there are plenty of amazing meat options down at the market. Pork, bison, chicken, beef. There's some bacon to throw on those burgers if you're trying to celebrate Bacon Day. So come and see us. And then if you need a little break from the heat, I know it's going to be a little toasty tomorrow. Swing inside. We'll have all of our restaurants and shops open, as well as the Crafters Gallery. Where you can shop for gifts, trinkets, birthday presents, or just stuff for the house, whatever you want. So plenty to do, plenty to see.
Yep. And you have the bakery. So if you need rolls or anything for your burgers, you can get them at the bakery.
So the bakery will be closed this weekend. We had some plumbing work we were doing in the bakery.
Okay.
So he's doing
take
some stuff.
Take two. The bakery will not be there. And I totally retract the thing about rolls.
But no, we do have a few other people. There's a few people on the front row that have baked goods, baked rolls and stuff. I kind of looped them in just so they can bolster up their supply since we won't have the baker this weekend.
Perfect. I take it back. You can get your rolls.
Retraction.
You can get your rolls at Lynchburg Community Market for your burgers and anything else. So it's kind of one stop shop at least for your grilling needs. So get on down. And it is literally the freshest meats and produce that you will experience because we've talked about this before, Darius, how long, if you go to the grocery store, the big box store, how long does some of that stuff sit on a truck from the time it's harvested to the time it gets to market and then hits the shelves? It's in a stock room somewhere for a while. How many years is that?
That process start to finish can take weeks. So a lot of the times you can get produce from the market, it'll have a different taste. And that's something a lot of people notice. That's because they're getting the produce at its peak ripeness. By the time some of the things at the big box stores have sit in a truck, in a warehouse, in a fridge for days and days, it loses some of that flavor that you get. So people notice that a lot of the produce they can get at the market just tastes better. So that's a real thing. It's a lot more nutrient dense. So that's why we always encourage you to support your local farmers and get things local whenever you can. So,
and that's one of the things I love about it too, is these are local producers. These are all folks from right in and around our area. You're supporting local producers, local families, local farmers. And that's what it's all about. Get down to Lynchburg Community Market this weekend. Saturday, they are on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. And Darius, where are you guys located on the interwebs?
We're at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com and Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Quick plug. When you guys start looking at our Facebook and social posts, you're just going to see this hike in the quality of the pictures that we're putting on there. This talented young lady is actually a professional photographer. So some of the shots that she's gotten of the market in these first 2 weeks have been insane. So I'm very excited to see for you all to see all the really good work that she's going to be doing.
All right. So
definitely stay tuned to our socials.
Here, let me bring this up real quick. And you tell me, are these some of what we're talking about?
That is magazine quality. Just wow.
I mean, it really, really is. This is some, this is like, this should be in like a travel guide.
Exactly.
I mean, goodness gracious.
It is amazing having this talented young lady on our team and her skill set, because I feel like a lot of the things I'd normally have to outsource, she has the talent right here in-house. So I'll be very, very excited. We have some new, oh my gosh, there's so many cool things that are in the works, but I'm going to save them. I'm not going to spoil it too soon, but we got a lot of cool merch in the works and a lot of cool programming. So
absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to that. And Sarah, we're looking forward to hearing from you and about you. Let's talk a little bit about you. What's your background and what do you love to do?
So my background is in graphic design. And I just love illustrating, but I also love arts and cooking. So the community market was really just an intersection of all my passions.
That's fantastic.
And it's incredible to work here. I love being here every day. And I actually used to come here as a patron, fell in love with the place, and then I was able to get to work here. So for me, it's just a dream come true.
That is, it's really, really cool. Well, we're looking forward to having you for at least a while, we hope, at Lynchburg Community Market, and looking forward to seeing your work and experiencing what you bring to the market.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We're going to get so much more smarter est. With nerd news. It's This Week in Science. That's all on the way. Stay tuned for that. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for nerd news. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a quick rundown. For the first time in over 3 years, a SpaceX rocket booster failed to land and crashed into the ocean.
I said it crashed.
Go!
Yeah. It ended a streak of 267 successful landings. They actually did hit the landing pad, but then it tipped over and fell. It was the booster's record-breaking 23rd flight. In other space news, the small asteroid that we hit with a rocket 2 years ago got seriously messed up by it. Experts think it could create the first human-made meteor shower when the fragments come back around in the next decade or so. In candy news, Swiss scientists figured out how to make chocolate using the entire fruit, not just the beans. It requires less added sugar, but no word on how it tastes. They say the fruit itself tastes a bit like pineapple. Huh. In pet news, the BBC, there they are, did a big write-up on why dogs like rolling around in poop. It could be a form of camouflage from back when we domesticated them, or they might just find the smell really interesting and want to share it with you. Meanwhile, the site Live Science did an article on why cats hate closed doors. The main reason is they might just be so curious by nature that closed doors give them FOMO, fear of missing out. In gamer news, that's right. Yeah, they got paws underneath the bathroom door. It's like, let me in. In gamer news, a study found video games might actually improve mental health. But don't overdo it. The effects fade around the three-hour mark. In Earth news, scientists discovered a third energy field called the ambipolar electrical field that causes something called polar wind. Okay. Earth's other two energy fields are gravity and the magnetic field that shields us from cosmic radiation. In dinosaur news, paleontologists found matching sets of dinosaur footprints in Africa and South America. So when there was only one set of footprints, that meant Jesus was... What? No. Oh, okay, sorry. Anyway, take two. They found matching sets of footprints in Africa and South America. They're not from the same dinosaur, just the same type, from back before the continents split apart. In romance news.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Can you scan a person's brain someday to find out if they really love you?
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
A team in Finland saw different brain activity for six different types of love. Here, I'm going to post this up on the screen. There you go. This is different. Let's see if we can make it bigger. There we go. Six different types of love. Romantic love. Parental love. Love for friends, pets, and strangers. And love of nature. They all look very different under an MRI, as you can clearly see. And that's your nerd news this week in science. Nothing too frightening this time around. All right, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. There are rumors that Wendy's and Paramount are teaming up to come out with a real-life Krabby Patty from SpongeBob. Finally, cartoon food is coming to life.
You've been watching SpongeBob SquarePants for years.
Can I make a Krabby Patty now?
And now you get to finally find out what a Krabby Patty really tastes like.
Krabby Patty!
At Wendy's, we'll use any excuse to get you through our doors.
First bun, then patty, followed by lettuce, cheese, onions, tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, pickles, and top bun to
It's all part of our Bizarre Tie-Ins campaign. Bah! Wendy's, where creative marketing is more important than food.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think that's true. Wait, I'm really hungry now. Today is Frankenstein Day. I said it's Frankenstein Day. It's on August 30th to celebrate the birthday of the woman who wrote the novel. Her name is Mary Shelley. She wrote it in 1818. Any questions?
I have one question, Dr. Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein.
Anyway, all right, sorry.
It's alive.
Yep.
No matter what you hear in there, no matter how cruelly I beg you, no matter how terribly I may scream, do not open this door or you will undo everything I've worked for. Do you understand?
No.
Do not open this door. Get me out of here. Get me the hell out of here. What's the matter with you people? I was joking.
All right. Let's see. We did that one. Let's skip to this one. Let's go to viral videos. Here is a fun way to risk a punch in the mouth. Walk up to random people while filming them and say, "I heard about you." Like you're accusing them of something. Oh, change that. "I heard about you." Someone did it at a grocery store in Georgia, and people did not appreciate it.
"I heard about you."
"You ain't heard about me."
"Yeah, I heard about you."
"What'd you hear about me?"
"I heard all about you."
"You ain't heard nothing about me."
"I heard about you."
"You better get out my face."
"Well, okay, it's TikTok." "Ma'am."
"Huh?"
"I heard about you."
"What did you hear about me?"
"Just know I heard about you."
"Lady, I don't care what you heard. You don't know me."
"But I heard about you, though. It's probably all true, too."
"Yeah, but okay."
Hey, you. "I heard about you."
"What you hear?"
"Don't worry about what I heard, but I heard about you."
"Girl, get up out my face."
"I'm not getting out of your face. You
well,
get out my
what?
Face.
You're going to get out my face. You're going to get out my face. I don't do all that. Bye."
All right. Here's something to try at your Labor Day cookout. Gator wine. Yep, it's trending. Yes, Gatorade plus wine. Now there's a specific recipe, by the way. Is equal parts light blue Glacier Freeze Gatorade and any cheap wine that's less than $12. Here's a cook and a food YouTuber Babish, Andrew Ray. Let's take two. Here's a cook and food YouTuber Andrew Ray giving a review of the drink. Babish, I believe that's, I don't know what that is here.
"It's not like anything I've ever tasted. If I'm being honest, I'd rather drink this than Barefoot or Yellowtail. I'd drink that on the rocks. The more I'm drinking it, the more I like it." It's kind of what it's giving, is like almost a sangria vibe because you added this fruit juice, for lack of a better word, to wine. So it's this kind of wine cocktail vibe.
Okay, I don't know what Babish is. Let's save that for stupid criminals. I don't know why, but I'd rather do that. The creators of South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, made a documentary about purchasing and restoring a famous Colorado restaurant called Casa Bonita. If you're a fan of the show, you know they featured it. Here's a trailer for their new documentary. Trey's boyhood dream, by the way, turned out to be a nightmare.
"Hello! Welcome to Casa Bonita! Anyone's parents divorced?"
"People call Casa Bonita the Mexican restaurant Disneyland.
When you grew up in Colorado, you just remember how awesome it was.
When I was a kid, there was a dream that one day I could own Casa Bonita.
I am going to Casa Bonita!
There are cliff divers.
Dive!
Caves to explore. It made it feel like a dream."
"Creators from South Park purchased the iconic Casa Bonita, a fine dining restaurant."
"Are you guys just playing around?"
"No, we are renovating and opening an amazing restaurant."
"We've inherited this building that is $4 million for HVAC. New kitchen, that's probably in the two range."
"Have you ever seen Kitchen Nightmares?"
"Is like a possibility that it just never opens."
"Yeah. I better go start making some new TV shows."
Wow. All right. Let's see. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Which one are we going with? Okay, here we go. As we get into Labor Day weekend, here's comedian Nick Griffin on older generations saying the younger ones don't work as hard.
My uncle says I need to work harder. That's the answer. He says, I want you to just work harder. That's old people's favorite thing to talk about, how people younger than them don't work hard. You don't work hard. Your generation has no work ethic. I worked harder than you. Okay. I can beat you at Xbox. Yeah. Two things that don't matter. I think old people did work harder than us. You know why? Because there wasn't anything else to do back then. They used to fly kites. It's easy to be a hard worker when the alternative is checkers. But I got real distractions. I got a cell phone. I got a computer. I got video games. They had yo-yos. Do you know how bored you have to be to play with a yo-yo? I'd rather work.
That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupider and wrap up the show. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. A guy in North Carolina got busted for drug trafficking after police pulled him over because he fell asleep behind the wheel of his self-driving car.
He said he fell asleep.
No!
Yep. Someone called the police to report a white Tesla heading west on the highway about 30 miles outside Raleigh. They said the guy behind the wheel looked like he was sleeping. They were right. Police caught up with him on the highway and confirmed he was asleep. They blared their siren to get his attention, but he didn't wake up. So after a mile or so, they got in front of him to engage the autopilot sensors and make him stop. They searched his car and found a ton of vape pens loaded with THC, ecstasy, and meth. They make meth vapes now? Good Lord. 25-year-old Michael Goodman is facing charges for drug trafficking, drug possession, and reckless driving. And then there is this. A guy in Pueblo, Colorado, named James Rossiter, ordered some guitar tuners on Amazon this month, and he got them in the mail August 14th, but then another package showed up the next day. He thought maybe they sent him the order twice. When he reached into the bag, it wasn't guitar tuners. It was a bag of poop.
As I said, a bag of poop.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. He opened it at night, so it was dark, and he didn't take a good look at the contents before reaching his hand in and grabbing the poop.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Ah! He saved the bag, put it in another bag, and showed it to the local news. They aired a blurred photo of it. It looks like it was probably dog or cat poop. We're not sure. He reached out to Amazon to find out what the heck. They told him the bag had the same tracking number as the package he got the day before. He says he had to cut the package open, so it sounds like it was sealed. But after a preliminary review, Amazon says they don't think it was dropped off by an actual Amazon driver. John says he'd just like to find out who did it and, more importantly, why.
Well, I didn't know what it was because it was kind of dark. I had just gotten home from work. It was late at night and I couldn't tell what it was. And I reached in and then I smelled it and it was on my hand and there was poop in there. We haven't had any arguments with anybody or anything. And we see the drivers occasionally and just say thanks and that's about it. I never had any, like, you know, major issues with any of the drivers, so I have no idea. Well, I just hope they figure out who it is that did it, and I'd like to know why.
Good Lord. A firefighter in Canada got arrested for a string of arson attacks where he set bales of hay on fire. Here's Macklin Fire Chief Justin Bast talking about the fires that Logan Sieben is accused of setting.
It's a lot for a volunteer department. A lot of the guys are leaving work. Most of the calls have been during work hours. So there again, that's taxing. We've had some instances where they've tried to light standing crop. It was a little bit green. It didn't burn. We've been very fortunate that the fires have been small.
A homeowners association in South Carolina delivered a cease and desist to families in the community that were allowing their kids to play in a grassy field. It's in the middle of the neighborhood. Here are the homeowners from both sides of the argument explaining their side.
The best way to parent my kids is allowing them to be outside, be healthy, be active. This is absolutely not an organized sport. The only thing organized about it is these 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds saying, hey, do you want to go play football?
They have coach, they have whistles, they have tents, they have water, and they've taken over the circle.
Well, before you know it, the Carolina Panthers will be playing here.
It's so great to see the kids outside, but these people, they push it from 10 to now 30 people.
This might be it. They sucked at sports when they were kids.
All right, there. That was the best soundbite. I think I'm gonna save that one for something. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment. A lemonade stand in Virginia. Where at in Virginia, please? I'm doing a deeper dive on this one. This one is not our 13 ABC News now, is it? No, it's not. It can't be. Oh, this was in Chesapeake. Okay. A lemonade stand in Chesapeake, Virginia that is run by children was robbed by a random adult. The thief got away with $40 worth of cash. Days later, bikers and the community came together and helped the stand make $6,200. Here are Rebecca Caldwell and her mom talking about the initial robbery and then her dad talking about what all the bikers and people around town did coming together to help support the lemonade stand.
I thought we were about to get another customer because he was acting all nice. I was in the middle of pouring him the lemonade. When I was about halfway through, he stole the money while I wasn't looking.
It's kind of like taking their innocence. I had to work through that and teach them about forgiving the guy too.
We had 78 motorcyclists and 30 bicyclists all come along with a lot of other folks. We heard there's a whole other group of motorcycles coming from Newport News on their way. Excited to see them, along with police and fire and most of the city council, I think, has been out.
And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And if you would like to win tickets to the Labor Day Wine and Music Festival at Rebeck Vineyards tomorrow, text my name, Mike. Text Mike to 85775. If you're already a VIP member, all you have to do is wait for the text that we sent you or look for the text that we sent you and reply back. Yes, please. If you would like to win a pair of tickets to the Labor Day Wine and Music Festival, that's at Rebeck Vineyards tomorrow from noon until 6 o'clock. You can win some tickets. We got them for you, and you'll be on the will call list. So let us know if you would like to win, and we will hook you up. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back on Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're not. We're not back on Monday. Here, wait. Let's do this again. We are back Tuesday because Monday is Labor Day and we're taking the day off. Also, when we come back on Tuesday, we are going to be broadcasting from our brand new studio. We're going to be in Studio 3B. From now, probably until the end of time. We're moving on up, to the new studio this weekend. So we will have a little bit of a different look. Still, everything, you know, pretty much the same, but just a new look for the studio. Studio 3B, and it'll also launch the start of Commerce Street Podcast Studios, where we will be able to record other people's podcasts, not just the Mike Show. Initially, and I gotta share this. Initially, Commerce Street Podcast Studios, this was when our show originated from the FM studio up in the Bank of the James building. Well, we opened up, or we're planning to open up, Commerce Street Podcast Studios to actually record other people's podcasts. Well, about a little over 3 years ago, we sold off all the FM stations. The last ones went. And so I moved the show into Commerce Street Podcast Studios and basically took it over. So the Mike Show was pretty much the only client that we were recording from the Commerce Street Podcast Studios. We're going to be opening that up by the end of the year, where other folks can come in and record podcasts as well. We'll professionally record them for you. We will help distribute them for you. We'll do that. It's all turnkey, both audio and video available. So stay tuned for that. But Tuesday, we will be broadcasting from our brand new studios, Studio 3B, Commerce Street Podcast Studios. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We'll see ya on Tuesday.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?